Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last name? Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, baby motherfucking boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, point guard of podcasting, coming at you like Cleopatra from the East Village here at the Gas Digital Studios. The international superstar, Zach D'Amico's here.
Good morning, pal.
New hat, new day.
Old hat, haven't worn in a while.
You don't typically, you just wear a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
You're a different hat guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's easy to find the shirts in my size at this point.
It's very true, yeah. I love you.
And
I'm trying to be in a great mood.
You're trying to be in a
great
mood.
But I'm in a fucking rancid mood. Rancid. I mean, wowza. I'm trying to fucking do good. My boy John
Carter's related?
Here. Car life. How about life related? We're going to get into it, okay? Yeah, car related. Obviously car related. Are they Shannon, can we go to the bitch booth? Are we still on hold?
Yes, still on hold. Music is playing.
I've been on hold with Audi. I mean, they don't give a fuck how much money you give them. They're like, we're just going to put you on hold no matter what. You think when you get a luxury brand that the customer service would be priority number one. We're going to get into that today. We're going to dox Audi. I don't know who owns Audi, but they're fucked, okay? Today's show is going to be a wild one. Let's introduce our guests. You guys know him and love him from Dad Meat and Little Stinkers. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Rainey is back on the show.
Good to be back, brother. Thank you for having me.
Very happy to have you back on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, from the Josh Potter Show, first time on the Real Ass Podcast.
Hell yeah, dude.
Josh Potter's on the show.
What's up?
Fire!
And ladies and gentlemen from, I don't know if she has it, do you have a podcast?
Indiana Famous. I haven't released any episodes yet, though.
So the answer's no.
It's in progress.
I have an hour Netflix special that I haven't released yet. You should know. You guys should all know. You're recording it and you're banking them.
I'm banking them right now.
People now, by the way, because you promoted your OnlyFans, people love you. They love you. They share your nudes in the racist live chat. But I think it's only good. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I'm happy to be here again.
Does that apply to that?
I think it does. Can you promote that OnlyFans right now so I can...
At Handerpump Rules, wankers.
Right. Wankers, hell yeah, dude. Get out there, beat your dick to Hannah. Yeah. Let her know you love her. We have a great show planned today.
Wait. Tell Rainey how much it costs.
$9.11 a month.
I have rules.
It was senior year when the towers fell, and I just never forgot. So I said, pony up all the way, patriotism.
I'm going to kill my fucking wife when I get home, Hannah. Would you like to go out to dinner tonight?
Hannah rules.
Mike just hit me on my DMs, all right.
I love it. Look, we have an incredible show plan. I'm trying to be better. My car was impounded. I have multiple tickets. I got to go to court on Friday. I'm supposed to do a Zoom court on Saturday for other tickets, other shits, the whole life. And all I got to do is show that I own this car to the impound. And I cannot show that I own the car because Audi will not give me the paperwork that I own the car.
Well, court had you dancing in that room. They had the music playing for you, right? At least enjoyed that, the music the court was playing for you?
Oh, when I called, it drove me out of my mind. Dude, and then I called the court to get my Zoom meeting, right? And they put you on hold. And I know they do it on purpose. I know they put you on hold just to fuck with you psychologically. And the music that they chose. Shannon, can you actually call them again and play the music that they play? I want to show what the New Jersey court system plays in your ear while you wait on hold for... Yesterday, I waited on hold for 40 full minutes. I called at 2:20 p.m., right? I was like, all right, I have 40 minutes before I was picking up my son from school. I was like, let me call. I was like, I'll get this done now. Set up my fucking Zoom meetings. At 40 minutes, I'm waiting on hold. And this is what it sounds like, Shannon.
Welcome. Yep,
sorry. Hold on.
Just press number... What a da. Oh, she answered. Fuck you,
damn,
bitch.
They're faster every time.
Say fuck you, bitch. when you call, they fucking answer every time.
That's wild.
For mate.
The whole time.
It's
the
near lunch too, and they just went right in.
And then it goes, and then it goes, we're sorry to make you hold. We'll be with you in just a moment. Then it starts right from the beginning.
I can't do that.
And there's no call you back thing. There's no, it was fucking true hell. And then what happened was at 3 o'clock, it hung up. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Then I call back and they're like, you can only call between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Do you think each court has its own kind of music? Like if you call fucking domestic abuse, if they got their own jams.
Limp Bizkit.
Just one of them days.
I am trying to fucking shake the bad mood, but that is the, if you want to see the thing that kills me inside, is waiting on hold, waiting on lines, fucking
court's the worst.
Children. Should I get dressed up for court?
I would wear a tux.
You will hold a full fledged tuxedo.
Yeah.
All right, maybe.
I think you should go the opposite. Just look like a complete scumbag when you go in. Fuck, I do. And then be like, I own an Audi.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like I should be able to just be me. Like, I go to a nice restaurant wearing a pair of fucking sweatpants sometimes. Why not, right? Who gives a shit, right? That's how I show up for court. But I feel like that's how I end up in jail. That's going to be a trajectory of me. Yeah, and
your steak's not going to take 6 months longer to cook because the cook felt disrespected.
You show up to court like a TikToker shows up to a Nobu in L.A. It's like in sweatpants and shit.
I was about to say joggers at Nobu. We were on the same.
Doggy, I'll wear joggers to Nobu. I love it. That's my shit, dude. I love to dress down at a nice place. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
No, you dress like you have downs.
I dress down.
I dress down.
Damn, doggy. You fucking come at me when I'm in this bad of a mood. I'm fucking trying, doggy.
Now, are you wearing sweatpants just because you're comfortable or because you want to flash a little meat?
I don't have meat, dude. Here's the thing. Sweatpants, it's not that it's if you want to flash meat. Sweatpants just show you what dick you have.
Yeah,
true.
There's no fucking angle. So I'm flat dick. I got fucking nothing going on there. I got a little, if you fucking get me excited, you know, like a little fucking little pokey do. What? Oh, they're on?
Okay, yeah, they're on. And she said she can't let me do anything because I'm not authorized.
Can I authorize you right now? Ask her to have you authorize you. Oh, thank God. Finally, Audi. Do something. You said Audi. I don't like when people say
that. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm not cultured. I don't know.
Hello. This is he. Yeah, so you can have my assistant speak on my behalf. She can speak on my behalf just because I'm in the middle of a meeting right now.
Okay, and then what's her first and last name?
Her name is Shannon Lee Heyer.
And then do you
want to
give authorization just for today or for the life of the loan?
The life of the loan.
Gotcha. All right, I'll talk to her. Thank you.
Thank you.
Damn, the really funny thing is the next time Lewis needs to get something done on his Audi, they're going to be like, actually, we need to speak to Shannon.
Shannon, that's like an engagement ring you just
got. Is this Mr. Lee Heyer? Shannon's in charge of my fucking life now, dude.
I'm sick of it, dude.
No, because what happens is if you get a loan for a car, they keep the title. They don't give you the title until the loan's fucking paid off, right? So they have to give me a copy. Oh, it's a copy of the title. They're like, oh, yeah, we can do that. And it's a whole to-do. They're fucking sending me this person, that person. Like, oh, we think this person could do it. And it's just been an hour of my morning just being explaining this over and over and over again to the point where I'm going, my car's impounded. I need my car. I need the title. Come on. Let's go.
That's bizarre.
So that woman has that energy from me at this point. So now she gets Shannon.
Have you ever had to deal with this before?
I've never had my car impounded. I'm an idiot. I don't know how to have a car. I'm a new car owner, so I didn't realize that I had to re-register my car. I thought it was like on auto-renew, like everything else in my life.
Yeah.
I legitimately thought, I was like, all right.
Me too. I used to get my car impounded. My license was suspended like 15 times. I'd get arrested all the time for a suspended license.
Because I have ADD. It's just me being stupid. I said that to the cop. I was like, officer, I'm not committing crimes here, just so you know. I have ADD. Yeah.
I'm bad at forms.
I have adult onset diarrhea, and I can't fucking deal with this. Okay?
I am shitting myself as we speak. Thank you, sir.
Officer, please, please don't impound my car. He fucking took it. He kicked my kids out of the car, my son and my niece out of the car.
Motherfucker.
A brand new puppy.
Oh, my God.
Brand new golden retriever.
Oh, you should have had him bite him, man.
Dude, my son? No, he's a good kid.
The kid and the dog double team and the cop.
I'm not fucking, you're right. I'm not good at forms.
Yeah, it's papers. I'm not good at papers.
It's tax season right now. It's just like all the anxiety of the world is fucking hitting me right now. And also I'm supposed to move, right? So now I've been looking at places to buy, but I've also been looking at places to rent for some reason because I'm having cold feet on buying right now. So now I see all these places that I like, and I don't know what it is. All just
I have cold feet, so I've been looking at socks.
That seems like a lot of varieties of paperwork, too, so I would get it all mixed up.
Doggy,
I would
know. The amount of forms that are in my life that are sucking my cock right now, and not in a good way, like paper cuts all over the tip of my dick, it's wild, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Sucking the life out of your
sucking
cock.
The life out of my cock. Directly out of my cock.
Yeah. Dude, taxes give me so much anxiety, and every time a YouTube ad is like TurboTax, I'm like, fuck, skip!
Oh, dude. They know that you're out there.
They know that I'm stewing.
I actually,
anxiety.
Not for nothing, because I have a legit accountant who, like, you know, he deals with some, like, real fucking people. But sometimes he asks me for so much shit that I'm like, I see this TurboTax commercial. I'm like, dude, it could be that different.
Yeah.
There's no way it's that different.
Am
dude.
I doing the taxes or are you? I mean, stop asking me.
The amount of money that I pay my fucking accountant versus if I just did it on TurboTax, would it all even out? I have no idea.
It would. Give me a digital Jew. They even do this while they calculate your taxes.
It's like the paperclip from Microsoft Word, which is the yarmulke.
I just started having an accountant, and the thing is, giving him all the forms, I'm like, this is what I didn't want to deal with, was wrangling all this horse shit.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude,
what are you
so then I
do?
Hire my sister, I'm looking for another assistant, to be my liaison between my accountant and me. Yeah. But then I have to open up everything to them, and now this person has me by the balls because they know everything that I spend my money on.
They're looking at your bank account, being like, look at this OnlyFans. How many are there?
I don't like it. I just got an OnlyFans shows the other day. I don't even know what it's for. I don't even know my login for my OnlyFans.
Oh, dude.
I had a credit card change, and I realized then I had to do some audit on OnlyFans. Like, we're not going to be resubscribing to some of these freeloaders on here.
Yeah, they didn't make the cut.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, I did an audit on myself.
Dude, I mean, my auto renew in life is, if I had to guess, it has to be about $4 billion per month that I spend collectively on things that are auto renewed. I mean, I pay for Showtime, but then I think I pay for Showtime through Amazon as well and HBO. I think I pay for all of those things, but also through Amazon. I did like free trials.
Exactly.
Because I wanted to watch something on Amazon. And, like, HBO Max wasn't available in whatever area I was in or whatever. So now I have like doubles of everything. I hate my life. And that's just forms.
Yeah.
Forms. To get it out, I got to go dig and do more forms. So I just put my head down. I go, all right, well, HBO deserves my money.
Yeah. I've got 12 Hulu accounts from bundles and everything else, dude.
I have a Disney Plus account, ESPN, and a Hulu, and then I think I have the bundle separately for them as well. And they never contact me. They never say, hey, dude, chill. You got it.
Every now and then they send an email. They go, you haven't used your free trial. I'm like, well, what the hell am I paying for over here? What the fuck? Put it through.
Do you give a free trial for your OnlyFans, Hannah?
No, I got dudes.
Yeah, you know, you should give a free trial. You hook them, dude. That's the way it
works. When I first made it about a year ago, after kind of putting it off for a couple, I had it free at the start.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're like, I'm a free whore.
No, because what
that's crazy.
What I found was that people, because they
were
just
for the exclusive.
Oh, yeah, they were just like throwing tip money at me. So I was like, I'll just chill for a second. But then I recognized how like little effort I was putting into it. And I was like, no, you got to lock a few. A couple hundred of these dudes down into this 9/11 sort of.
When a guy unsubscribes,
what happened? Why'd you thumbs up me?
I have a question.
What?
Did you buy the car in New York or in New Jersey?
New Jersey.
And so he's asking if you moved from New York to New Jersey, and that's it. You're not moving back to New York. I don't know why he's asking me this.
What the hell? It is not. I moved. I lived in New Jersey when I bought the car already. I never lived in New York when I bought the car.
Oh, so weird. Okay, I'll tell him.
Make sure that they're talking about the right Luis Gomez, because let them know that they sent me the wrong bill of sale for another Luis Gomez with another Audi. Some other fucking Puerto Rican.
Can you believe it?
Same Audi. I thought I was unique. I thought I was the only Puerto Rican with an Audi.
You tell me there's another Puerto Rican out there living beyond his means?
Doug, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. How is it this long still, Shannon? What if Shannon just signs it over to her own name and now she owns my car?
And your house somehow.
God damn it.
She's like, I'm really good at forms. So turns out.
This is wild.
That's a nightmare though, dude.
Talk about form week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Form week. Then I have a bunch of dings in my car from fender benders that I've been in because I'm a fucking terrible driver.
Parking and such.
And finally, I'm like, all right, I have two different claims going on at once. I have a person coming, because they have multiple ways to do it. One person, they're coming into my house on Friday. I have to get the car before they come so they can appraise it. But I also have to do a separate appraisal with for the other dings with my phone. And I was like, can I do it on my phone? They were like, no, it's separate things. So whatever the consistency is with Geico, they fucking suck. But it's like multiple insurance claims, cars in the thing, got to go to court, lots of forms, tax season.
No.
Fucking OnlyFans for Hannah.
I know I got to pay taxes on that this year, and I'm like, dude, what it the sucks. Fuck?
Yeah, you get a big 1099, I'd imagine.
Yeah. They already take out money, which is good, I guess, because I didn't want to like have any of that overhead, and I like the structure of it. But to answer your question, I can see the optics on OnlyFans are like deep. You can see every... Yeah. Person that subs, and a lot of my subs will like have stupid little names like Sparky6969.
I use my real name,
but some people do use their real name, yeah. And it's everything from comics to just like exes of mine. Like, they really, I think they have this voyeuristic desire to just
they want
let
you
me
to
know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boo, we're still here for you.
Some of them don't know though, like, they'll have be like, oh shit,
they're
my
just
real
boomers.
Name.
Yeah, 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 they yeah, don't yeah, realize. Yeah,
yeah. Well,
that's how it'd be. I have a fake name on OnlyFans,
so do I. I found out that it was real pretty early on, so yeah. I made a fake name.
Like, it's a real person's name. I just call myself Andrew Schultz.
That's excellent.
And I just join OnlyFans all the time.
Yeah, maybe you sign for your car in his name.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
What, Shannon?
So I'm back on hold.
That's crazy.
He was telling me something.
Oh, it's
about,
a he now.
It's a guy.
How did it switch to a he?
Oh, I got transferred to another department. And so he said that first he was telling me that it's impossible for him to send a copy of the title. And I said, can you email a digital copy of it? He said, no. And that you would have to buy the car.
There's no
in order
way.
For them to send that. And he said, if it's already registered in New York, why does he need this? And I said, because
it's not registered in New York, Shannon. It's registered in
New
Jersey.
Yes, that's what I meant.
It's not registered.
I know. No, that's what I said. I said, the registration expires. He needs to re-register it. And he said, oh, okay, let me put you on hold.
And so, tell him the car's in the impound and they need a proof of ownership.
Okay. And when he comes back. Back on hold.
Tell Bobby Hutch simply to Photoshop me a fucking copy of the title. I don't need them. I don't need them. I can make documents. I do it for my friends when they need apartments. Back. Oh, he's back. Tell him to suck a dick.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Don't
tell
do
him that.
That
his fucking wife has AIDS. I'm sick of it.
I mean, I get it, dude.
What am I supposed to do? And you can't curse at these people.
Have you tried?
It's, yeah,
it's
right on you. You gotta start the whole process.
Oh, fuck.
It's damning, dude. The world that I'm in right now, I'm digging myself deeper and deeper into a hole, dude. I don't know that I'm gonna be able to come back from this.
That's why
I'm
I stopped driving.
My mind.
No
I
more
stopped
action.
Driving.
Don't make your hole deeper. Just know it's all getting straightened out. One
it's
little
not,
call at a time.
I keep on. It's one step.
Is that
forward.
The same advice you got for your OnlyFans?
I mean, it applies. Just
it's
let
one
Shannon,
step forward.
Shannon's
two steps
handling
back.
It. Shannon's got it.
Dude, there's so many
It's like
times.
That DJ Scat Cat song. I call it a DJ Scat. Paul Abdul guessed it on his track, in my opinion.
Dude, I would venture that a double-digit percentage of people who get their shit impounded don't get their cars back. Like, imagine if you didn't have the means to get your car back.
I've had that happen before. I had a 15-year Gone Girl problem with alcohol, so I was constantly just tying them up around trees or leaving things in places and then sleeping under said tree. And one time it was just like I had a very shitty car,
yeah.
You know, as you would, and they impounded it, and I just did not have even the ability to, yeah. Like, get it out.
Like,
and
enjoy, thank you.
And then
you.
After yeah. A few months, they just kept it or whatever.
Yeah, they sell.
Like,
they
you know,
what are they?
A police auction.
Yeah, they do a police auction.
But I think that has to happen, I mean, often.
But I think the bank would go get it, right? What if I just said,
well, it's the bank's
Shannon,
car.
Shannon, tell them to go get their fucking car. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Can I just be done with it and I'll go get a new car? I don't care. They have your car, Audi Financial.
I've had a car.
And he condescendingly told Shannon, he was like, well, tell him if he wants the title to just buy the car.
Yeah.
Like a cunt. like Shane Gillis is on the fucking other end of Audi Financial.
Tell him to get his pesos together.
Maybe pay the lease off. I don't
it's
know.
Like, maybe you just buy the car instead of being a poor piece of shit who has to have us lend you money. What, Shannon?
He's saying he needs to speak to you.
Zach, take over. Do a story. I'm sick of this shit. I'll be right back. Guys, I got to tell you real quick that Skankfest is going to the Metaverse. Last year, we had a team from Decentral Comedy come to Skankfest to capture behind-the-scenes action at the festival. It was so cool. They made comics into avatars. They made me into an avatar, and they shot a bunch of great stuff. On April 1st and 2nd, their Skankfest content will be screened at Mic Drop, the biggest comedy fest in the Metaverse, hosted by comedian Tyler Morrison exclusively on Decentraland. So if you want to see some awesome backstage content and highlights from Skankfest Vegas, get your free pass to Mic Drop today at decentralcomedy.io. That's decentralcomedy.io. The free pass will also get you into a drawing to win two free tickets to Skankfest Vegas this coming up year, September 29th through October 1st at Notoriety in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a bunch of other cool prizes in the Decentraland Metaverse. So once again, go to decentralcomedy.io. All right, where were we?
I've had a car that got one impounded time, that cost more than the car cost.
There was a podcaster named Louis J. Gomez, and he was extremely irresponsible.
I like that. Keep going.
I'm sorry, Josh. What were you saying, buddy?
No, I said I've had a car, though, that I bought, you know, just a used car, and it got impounded, and it cost more to get it out of the impound than the car cost.
Same, dude.
So you just leave it, or so you doubled down on it?
No, I ditched it. I just go, do whatever you got to do.
Been there, left that. I mean, there was times where I just didn't have the money or just didn't. The valuation was like, even in my dumb, bad math doing no money, having brain was like, buddy, that doesn't. Okay, fine.
I'll buy another car. Yeah. Another
this one got a
car.
Cracked windshield. Like, sounds like a rocket taking off. Like, I'm good on this Cirrus or whatever it is, you know.
I mean, I think Lewis's loss is a gain for the fans because now they all just have to wait for this police auction in 6 months and you can own Lewis's Audi.
Oh, my God. That's true.
Which is, I would say, the greatest piece of fan merch you could possibly get.
Or he should wait till it goes to police auction and then maybe it'll be cheaper than the leases in general. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's probably still got his shit in it.
Right.
It's the ultimate fan experience. Then you can show up late to our shows in a luxury car.
What kind of things would they find in it? Or like the police are like, and it has
his son.
We have a 9-year-old boy, a golden retriever, and 6 white owls.
we had a 9-year-old. He's 10 now.
Yeah. All right. And we're training the dog to sniff out black people drugs. All right. What do we got here? All right. So you guys saw this cop, obviously, that fucked her department.
Oh, yeah.
This fucking hero.
God bless her. Yeah.
In Tennessee.
Yep. And Megan Hall. She is now claiming she was sexually groomed in a new lawsuit, that she was groomed by the police department to become a fuck toy. Shannon, I hear Lewis through the glass.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Okay, so what she is saying is that when she first...
No, I've explained...
It's crazy how it bleeds through the glass.
No, he's it's because Shannon's on microphone there.
Oh, no, I know, but when she shuts the mic off, you can still hear. I don't know if it's picking up on our mics, but...
Shannon, go ahead.
So she joined the department and she said that there were higher ups that knew that she was having trouble with her marriage. She was in the process of buying a new house and that they took advantage of her in that situation. And that she said it's all men there that were in the higher ranks and that they sexually groomed her for the risque escapades. And so she's now there's a federal lawsuit against her superiors.
Wow. I just thought she was in an open marriage and wanted to get her fuck on.
I think this poor guy is the real victim here.
Me too.
The husband. Because I think, is that a thing where he was like, sure, we can have an open marriage, and he did not assume?
From what I understand, they looked into it, and they had an open marriage, and he was like, I wasn't necessarily down for it. That's what he told the cops.
It was an ajar marriage.
Okay.
Yeah. It was an open marriage on her end.
Hey guys,
this is Lewis's countdown song.
Oh, okay.
Pump it up a little bit, Shannon.
For those of you who don't know, this is Main Street, which is where Lewis's Audi is not parked right now.
Lewis, kick your shoes off and push those tootsies over this way. I'm going to rub your feet under the table, brother.
You too.
Get them under here.
There's no way. My legs aren't that long. Right?
I'll get them.
So judging from in here, that sounded like it went really well.
A lot effective. It sounded effective.
I mean, I can't. I can't.
Well, not anymore. You definitely can't from the way you spoke to that man.
We were saying you should just let it go to a police auction and buy it then because it'll be cheaper.
It might be. I'll make money somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I can't. My blood pressure. I might hurt myself. I want to hurt myself right now. I want to punch my own face. Is that crazy? That's how I feel. The only time I felt this way has been like two ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
They made me feel that way.
Self-harm. You should have told that guy. You're going to make me commit self-harm.
I think he would have had to put me on with a different department. Oh, self-harm? We're going to have to put you on a completely different department right now.
We've got a department for that, too.
Esmeralda, self-harm department.
So what happened? What did they say?
I'm no further than I was yesterday.
Damn, dude. I'm sorry.
It's wild. I know. It's probably me.
I don't know. I think it's the system.
I was just transferred again to a different department. By the way. You just transferred me again.
If Shannon can't figure it out, no one can.
This is horrific.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon, this is all your fault.
Sure.
This is fucking wild. I have no idea what's happening.
Shannon, I want to hear you scream through the window. How riled up would it take for you to get fired up?
I get like vicious. I don't really yell.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I want to hear it, Shannon. Can you get vicious for us?
It takes time.
Pretend I'm the seventh person from Audi that you're talking to.
I'm almost there.
I bet vicious Shannon really hits her consonants.
Yeah. Hit us with a soft N-word, Shannon.
But
Ron Funches.
Shannon.
I don't know. I just picked one. That was
am I crazy?
I really like Ron, too. I'm sorry.
I do, too. That's why I laughed off.
Am I crazy? Or is this like...
He looks soft.
Do you think they are fucking with me now at this point?
No, they're like incompetent. Because what he just said to me was, he's like, oh, so it's not the registration that you need.
It's both.
It's the bill of sale. And I was like, no, well, he needs the bill of sale for the registration. And
but
he's
also
like,
to get it out of the impound. It's both. It's not just a bill of sale, Shannon. It's a title or a bill of sale or something. It's not
I said
anything that shows my name. Owning the fucking car.
But then he said I thought it was the registration you needed. I was like, no, that was never the case. I said, regardless of what it's for, we still need one of those two things. And he said, okay, I'm gonna transfer you to those.
I mean, the fact that he let me scream and curse at him like that, that's crazy.
I mean, why respond?
No, because for me, he was like, sir, I'm very sorry. Where I was like, well, that I'll give Audi a little credit because that was good service. They let me really let that go because I figured he was going to go click. I gave up. I was like, oh, I'm letting him know I don't care anymore. I don't want the fucking bill of sale. I don't want a copy of the title. Fuck you, dude. You suck at your fucking job.
Did he, did you hear anything on his end, or do you think he just kind of like put it on mute and like let everyone in the office hear it, you know, put it on the microphone? Yeah.
The exact same things were happening in this studio and the Audi customer service office.
Two people at that fucking dealership are watching the pod right now. They're having like, this is streaming in the office.
We're doing good. It doesn't matter. Let's do some plugs. How about that? Let's get some plugs. Let's fucking rock and roll. We got a great show. Incredible show planned today. Rainey, what you plugging on?
Check out Dad Me Podcast. It's me and the funniest guy on the fucking planet, Tim Butterly. We are two fat gay fucking retards. So if you are also a fat gay retard, I think our show will resonate with you. Also check out Little Stinkers. We cover serial killers mostly, but also cover fucked up people who do fucked up shit. And then also check out my book On Perks, available at onperks.com. It chronicles my opioid addiction, and I was on Facebook nonstop. So every fucking retarded thought that I had during that opioid era is immortalized in this book.
It's a great book, dude.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah, I appreciate it, brother.
Potter, what you plugging on?
The Josh Potter Show coming out every Wednesday now. Just moved to Wednesdays this coming week. So check it out. YouTube, iTunes, everywhere you listen, everywhere you watch. That's about it.
Hell yeah. Hannah?
Follow me as always at Handerpump Rules across the socials. I have an album coming out in the next month with 800-pound gorilla called Asian American Psycho. Would love if you supported that.
Sick. Sick. Zach?
Got a couple dates coming up. March the 25th, I will be at Laughing at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malaf Arena. April the 1st, I will be at Soul Joel's. And April the 4th, I will be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut.
This weekend, live dates, Springfield, Massachusetts. Myself, the great Scott Chaplin as well, going to be there. Can't wait for these shows. Just two shows, one Friday, one Saturday, Roar Comedy Club in the MGM Grand. Then March 9th through the 11th, me and Zach Amico will be up at the Yonkers Comedy Club, American Comedy Company, San Diego, California, March 16th through 18th, and a lot of other stuff coming up. We got, oh shit, where's my phone? I got a bunch more dates to add. Anyway, regardless, whatever. St. Louis, we got West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, and many, many more dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com. We got tickets for those shows and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Uncensored, ad-free. You don't got to worry about them nuking our YouTube channels, right? Because if you're a guest or a subscriber, who gives a shit? Why would you even need the YouTube, right? Go fuck yourselves, YouTube. Yeah, subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And, yeah, I see who in the race to live chat, you fucking piece of shit? Who just fucking said Lewis wants a title for a card and payoff? No, yeah, you fuckface. I understand that. I need to get it out of the fucking impound. I need whatever they can give me.
Lewis.
What?
I want you to take a deep breath real quick.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So while he was transferring,
no.
He came back and he's like, oh, I'm just waiting for them to answer. I'm going to put you back on hold for like 2 minutes. So he puts me back on hold. And then a recording comes up and it says, if you'd like to send this message, hit pound. And then it said, if you do not want to send a message, this call will be disconnected. And then it hung up.
Fuck it. I'm not getting my car back. I don't care. I've given up on the car. What could they do?
You're saving money on the lease now, right?
No, it's not a lease. It's a loan. So I don't think that I can just leave the car. I think it becomes a massive problem.
Fuck.
Even if it was a lease, I think it'd be a massive problem.
I think they're calling back. I think they're calling back.
Oh, please answer it, Shannon.
That's nice customer service.
Whew.
Don't. Today's really an epic.
Make sure you guys fucking bleep me saying I'm going to kill myself over and over again, whispering it, because they'll fucking nuke my YouTube channel, which will make me want to kill myself more.
Did you do a customer service call with YouTube when they did?
I don't even want to think about it. Yeah. I can't. It is my luck, guys. It's just one little decision. All I had to do was fucking move the car. Mm. All I had to do was not argue with the officer. But I just thought my life was legal and up to date. And I was like, you know what? That's what happens. When you're legal and up to date, you can start saying, fuck you, officer. You know what? Give me a ticket, cocksucker. I pay my fucking taxes. I pay my bills. My car's registered. I don't have a warrant from 1999.
Give me that fucking gun. My taxes pay for that gun, you cocksucker.
Let me hold it.
Just fucking smack him in the face. You work for me, bitch. That's what I thought you can do when you're an adult and you do your shit. I spent years of my life. My entire life, okay, going from my foundational years where my mother was a prostitute, and my father was a drug dealer and a fucking pimp. And I mean, it was built into me that cops are coming to take you away. They're coming to take you and your family away and separate you. And they're there to fucking hurt you, right? Just up until I was a kid, I started fucking doing petty crimes when I was like 10, 11 years old. Started smoking weed when I was in high school. Started selling weed. Started committing other crimes. up until I was literally in my 30s, I would fucking steal regularly. I just didn't hop turnstiles. I would leave fucking taxis and not pay for them and fucking run away from them. This is since my son's been born. This isn't that new.
That's a real American dream.
But though. I've come to the point now where I'm like, you know what, dude? I pay for my shit and I do my shit and I have my shit. But you know what? I don't.
I'm you just thought you earned the right to mouth off to a cop.
I thought I earned the right.
Yeah. And then he was like, hold on a minute.
He's like, you're not good at forms, are you?
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's the one last level.
Damn it, dude. It's the last level of digging myself out of the fucking hole is becoming better at forms.
It's true.
You really thought you paid your way into a new ethnicity.
Hitler did nothing wrong. The live chat says, Lewis is one of the people who yell at me that their car was stolen because they don't understand that they don't actually own their car until they pay the loan.
That motherfucker.
This chat sounds like they're not on your team.
They're not on my team.
It's the customer service people.
What an asshole thought. No, you're paying for the fucking car, fuckface. It's on your credit.
Right. So if you're...
I'm fucking killing you. I'm coming for you.
What do they think a loan is? I mean,
I don't think they realize. I'm fine. You know what? They're right. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get rid of this car. I'm gonna go just buy a Honda for $3,000.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just fucking swipe my boogers on the dashboard.
While you were in the other room, we were saying how like when I had a car impounded. It costs more to get it out of the impound than the car costs. So I just was like, I'm just going to go buy another car for that price. Fuck that.
Yeah.
real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime sponsor on this show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC products. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Go to YoDelta.com right now and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? All right. We're going to move on. It doesn't matter. Shannon, where are we at in the phone call?
I'm on hold.
Again, mm-hmm. They called you and said, hey, please hold.
Yes.
There's nothing you have to worry about them having the, like in the car, right?
Kevin! But dude, no, they were like, do you want to do an inventory of the car? And I was like, no. I just said no because I wanted to just get home and I was cold. But I probably should have done an inventory of the car. They were like, no,
no.
Cool. Everything's now ours. Why wouldn't you do an inventory of the car?
It says here you didn't write down you have a steering wheel.
I made my Audi disappear.
I hate my life.
Keep the car, you filthy animal.
By the way, I think I can also just get the car. I think their dealership sent me enough. They sent me some shit that I think will, they sent me like a receipt. They sent me some other shit. Like, I think it'll be fine. But I wanted to go in like fucking bulletproof.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because if I go to the impound place and they don't give me the car.
You're taking a car.
I'm taking bullets. Like, it's going to, I'm going out with a fucking blaze of glory, dude.
You're
going
to leave in a different car, a black and white one.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to leave in a hearse. It's over.
You're not allowed to rent from hearse.
I can't rent from Enterprise. I can't rent from fucking, Avis/Budget. Turns out they're the same company. Oh, they turns out that's a fucking loophole I didn't think I lost.
How'd you lose out on all these rental car places?
That's not true.
Different uses or different reasons?
Enterprise, I found cocaine in the car.
Mm.
And then I posted it on social media. And then they immediately were like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, dude, I found coke.
Yeah, what
like,
the fuck? Exactly.
And I was like, and it looked like good shit, too. Didn't use it. I threw it away, and they were like, hey, dude, delete that post. We're like, we'll give you the car rental for free. So I was like, okay. So I deleted the post. That was that. They returned the car, and they tried to charge me, like, they gave me a discount, like, not even a great discount. And I was like, no, they said they were giving the rental for free. So they were like, no. So I was like, well, I'm going to go post again. And they're like, all right, fuck it. So then I started posting like crazy that they ripped me off and they have coke in their cars. And then I tried to rent again. What, Shannon?
So he said...
I'm telling a story I've told seven times.
So he said that... he's not able to reach the department that is in charge of this, and that he said that he's going to leave them a message and then they're going to get back to you within 24 hours. And then he said he needs some additional information, the first one being what the name of the impound is.
No.
So
no.
What do I say?
Say no.
And then what?
That he's a faggot. Say no, you faggot. I'm not giving you anything. Send me this shit right now.
Oh, I think he...
He heard me?
No, I think he put me back on hold. I heard music again.
He like, called me a faggot.
I don't know. Can I... I don't know what to do.
I mean, I think I have enough. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm not dealing with whatever that is.
Okay, can I just hang up on him?
Just hang up. I think I'll be able to talk my way into this Audi.
Okay. Hang up.
With the information that I have.
Right here is my son's report card. And as you can see by this bumper sticker, he is an honor student.
Here's a photograph of me near the Audi.
I can't. Dude, I can't. I mean.
If you went there with what you have, how quickly do you think it would escalate if they just said, no, that's not
enough? No, it's an Audi, not an Escalade. If they don't give me my car tomorrow, I mean, I'm telling you, I promise you, it's not ending well for me. I've already skipped the part where I'm threatening them because I can be like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to fuck, you'll see what I'll do. Yes, I went through all that already, but I also have the foresight to go, no, I know I'm going
to
end up.
They're going to kill you there, and then they're going to tell your family they need to bring the birth certificate to release your body to the coroner's office.
Dude, it's a never-ending cycle.
Oh, my God.
Sir, how do we know this car is yours? Hit the horn. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Give him the car.
They're calling back again. I'm just going to let it go.
No, what are you?
You need the impound name.
I don't know the impound name offhand.
Also, why is that important information?
It's not.
Like, we're not asking them to contact the impound.
No, yeah, tell them. Tell, yeah, this is crazy.
It's fine. It went to voicemail.
I think I can even log into. They initially said you could just log into your Audi account and get all this information.
This
and
is,
I was
like,
and then I started getting very indignant, and I was like, no, I will not log into my Audi account. I need this emailed to me. And they were like, sir, we don't do that. And I was like, this is crazy. The amount of money that I spent with Audi, I blah, 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 blah. And I went to a whole thing, and then they're like, all right, I guess we have to transfer you to. So that's sort of the transferring of departments, by the way.
This is like when a girl tells you she got molested and you're like experiencing her trauma, you know? Like, that's the way I feel right now. I'm just like,
you're like you kind of deserve it.
I have like by proxy trauma here.
So maybe it's all my fault. Maybe I could have just logged in. Shannon, can you log into my Audi account and hit the reset password thing and figure that out?
No, I have to do.
I have to do things.
Show.
You have to print this stuff too. You have a lot to print today. Just so you know.
Just
so you know, there's a lot of forms that you
job.
Are printing. No. I don't have an assistant. I tried to get an assistant. And I can't. You might be my assistant, Hannah.
I can help you after this with this phone call, and we can smoke a joint. Just take some deep breaths. The wheel of karma is turning, but we're A-okay.
The wheel of karma is turning. You're saying it's my fault.
Yeah,
deep
as a person,
for things that I've done
for sure. You were talking about all
people
those ripples. You know, all the you know, just
is,
fucking around. I'm in that same
dude,
wheel. So
fucking,
what are
is,
we gonna do?
This is chaos theory in action.
I'll help you.
I don't drive because of this.
Did I pick my nose and rub it on that dashboard one too many times?
Same. I was on the train today and didn't feel great, but I didn't feel any of this shit. So
yeah, this customer service guy is one of the cabbies that you bolted on before. So
you'll have your car by tomorrow.
You think so?
100%.
You feel that way?
100%. I can help you alleviate some of this stress later if you need. I don't have anything else going on today.
She just gives you she gives you an OnlyFans.
Until I see Andrew Schultz's name pop up on my OF, I'm not helping.
Doggy. A little handy from Hannah? All right, why not?
Some hander pump? Hey, before we go into another story, you know what would make you feel better?
What?
Giving away a free piece of merch to us.
You know what? For one subscriber that reviewed the show. If you guys go review the show, honestly, I don't want a good review. It could be a bad review. It could be whatever. We don't give a fuck, dude. We give it to you randomly. These are all the reviewers for this past month on iTunes.
Nice.
Do people even use iTunes anymore? What is this?
Probably not.
I mean, I get some numbers. That's the only place.
No, honestly, what's funny is the majority of our numbers are through listeners as well.
Yeah.
But I think we're older podcasters. That's why.
Okay.
I think the new podcasts that come out, it's all fucking YouTube.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we're kicked off YouTube. So anyway, one reviewer, whether it's a good or bad review, gets one piece of merch every month we do this. Here it is. Eats come.
Ooh.
Is the
eats
come. Come on down.
Come on down. Eats so come.
The subject line is, it's good.
Does he work for Audi? <I'm sorry.
laughs> The subject line says, it's good. 5 stars.
Love
and
it.
The review is, a predominantly Caucasian environment. What more could you ask for?
Love it.
Nice fella.
Well, we got a great show here. This is a great show. Sometimes it's just chaos like this, and we just get a little wacky and wonky.
I love it.
I'm into it.
You know, but sometimes it's fucking, you know, a well-oiled machine. Doesn't matter. We just do what we do. We let the cards fall the way they're going to fall.
Do you ever threaten customer service people, or you just scream?
No, yeah, I threaten them. Well, that's why, okay, so I didn't finish. So that's why I can't go to Hertz, or I can't go to Avis. You reminded me.
It used to be called Feels Good. Now it's Hertz.
No, Avis. Well, it's just one specific Avis in New Jersey that his family owns it. He made sure to tell me that. Yeah, but I rented a car there recently. Why did I get into an argument with him?
Because you were on the phone with him, and then you went and threatened him in person.
But why did I? What
it wasn't there a cocaine bag?
No, that was a different.
No, it
was
a different one.
He left cocaine in this car.
This is how often this shit happens to me. I don't even remember what the initial issue was, but I had to show up, and I was going to leave it go.
Because you had tolls on it that because you.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah. There was
check.
There was just like a fucking $300. I rented a car for my check. There was a random $300 charge on my credit card or something, whatever the price was. And I was like, "What is it for?" And he couldn't give me the information. And he was just such a dick about it. And he was like, "Oh, you got to give me the receipt number in order to get that." And I was like, "I can. Can I just give you my name? You could just look up." And he's like, "No." And then he was just kind of shitty. And then he hung up on me. And then I was driving past it. I randomly just drove past it that day, and I was like, "Oh, God wants me to stop." I fucking pulled in. I was like, "Hey, you remember me?" And he was like, "Yeah, I do." I was like, "Why don't you step aside and start talking shit?" And then he stepped right outside, and he was like, "What are you gonna fucking do?" And I had to go outside and threaten him and not really mean it. It was fucking pathetic. The whole thing sucked.
What's the worst name you called one of these people that you're on the phone with?
I can't say it.
Oh, okay. Not even on the phone. Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Type and it, I say it all.
Type it into the racist live chat.
It's, you got the words right, but the message wrong. It's God wants you to stop.
No.
He wants you to stop being like
God
this.
Regularly puts challenges in front of me and tests me.
Yeah.
And
he
wants
only tests
to know.
His toughest soldiers.
For yeah. sure. God only puts his toughest battles in front of his biggest. Yeah.
It's true.
Fuck off.
There's one
know?
There's one set of footprints in the sand, and that's God carrying me right now to yell at customers. I hold them like I'm a baby.
I heard so you can save your energy. So
yeah,
you can
dude.
Beat that guy
I backpack on back on God's back, and I kiss him on the neck.
Yeah,
as
like Baby Yoda.
Yeah, dude. He walks me around as I yell at customer service representatives.
Let God take the pen and fill out the forms.
Yeah, dude. Dude, this is crazy. The whole thing is wild. And I know it's probably me. I know it is.
Lewis, I'm on hold with God right now.
Shannon,
I need patched in also.
Shannon,
please.
Can you check my texts and see if I was approved for that house that I applied for at least? Don't say, if it's no, Shannon, I'm going to lose my shit.
You have to unlock your phone. I'm just going to give you your phone.
Give me my fucking phone. Am I on hold still? What's happening?
No, they called back and you left.
I lost track.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think you're set like you said.
Try to log into your Audi thing.
Not now.
Okay.
It's going to piss me off. It's going to piss me off, Hannah. Let's do one of these things. What is this? NYC thieves are stealing Apple headphones off victim heads?
Yeah,
this
so it's
happening regularly.
It's the AirPod Pro Max, like the over-ear headphones, which are like $550. Mm. And so they're riding around on like the little scooter thingamajiggies and going through parks and just like swiping off people's heads. It's happened to several people.
Do we have videos of it?
No, I don't.
How do we not have videos of that?
People were doing that when it was just the ear pods, like with the wires too. They were just like yanking them off, you know, like
yeah,
and ripping your phone out.
I like a challenge. Yeah, I want to go for the fucking in-ear fucking buds.
Yeah, the buds. Yeah, you got to be precise.
Yeah, dude, you fucking...
You miss him.
It's like playing Operation.
Yeah. I can't wear those little fucking buzzers. I would lose them within a day. There's no way I'm ever not losing them.
I had one fall out of my ear on a plane, and it just like rolled to the back of the plane. It was gone forever. I was like, I'm not waiting to find that.
Yeah. And that's that. You lose it, and then you're fucked. I have Beats. I have the over-ear Beats with the wire that goes behind the neck.
Well, that's the new ones that she's talking about. They're like that. They're like these. They're like over your head.
No, it's not that. I don't have
but
that.
A cord?
Oh, okay. No cord.
Oh, okay.
Cordless.
Wow.
Well, that's why these are so easy to steal, right?
Yeah, you just go yoink.
Run.
Yeah, I lost two pairs of AirPods last year, and I was like, you're toast, dude. Like,
yeah.
There's not enough butthole money in the world to justify your fucking slippery fucking lifestyle. So
Do you show your butthole? Sometimes.
Behind a PPV, for sure.
Behind a PPV.
Yeah, it's like a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. But a full-fledged spread butthole.
I mean, what? There's... I've had over 100 sexual partners. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't care about that kind of stuff.
Specifically on OnlyFans, or you mean in general?
Do you ever have sex on OnlyFans?
In general, and no. The answer is no. Boys, no. I don't want you involved. I'm not going to bring a person on there for you to watch.
Come on.
Fuck me.
Please. Come on.
Everything.
I'm having a bad week. You
everything's
can't help
negotiable,
me.
Andrew dick? Schultz, but I'm just telling you right now.
What's the price right now that somebody says, I want to watch you blow a man on your OnlyFans? There's a cash price. So one guy, one time says thing.
Oh, I can choose the dude?
No, well, you can choose the dude you're going to blow, yeah.
Oh, easy breezy.
Oh, easy breezy.
Yeah, that's just some hundreds of dollars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but you haven't done any hardcore shit in your OnlyFans yet.
No, because I don't want to. I still, at the end of the day, am a professional stand-up comic who happens to be a slut, not in a adult entertainer who happens to be funny, you know, and I have a pastor.
Those don't exist.
I know. And I
come on.
And I have a pastor dad and an Asian mom. So there's just like certain parts of this where I'm like, I just got to keep this a little closer to the chest, you know?
Yeah. Well, what about a dick on your chest? Like, is that a way we can negotiate?
There's like
compromise?
I said,
little titty fucking?
There's a number.
You cannot titty fuck me. That's
just
why
small tits. That would be a sad.
Look at this.
That'd be a sad thing.
I know. Every time dudes are like, we want to be with you, I'm like, okay, that's a loss.
Yeah. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's all
right. Hannah's a lunatic. All right, so let's see. Does it live? Does it die? Shannon, hit it.
Does it live or does it die?
Hell yeah.
Okay, this is a woman. I'm just going to play it for you. I don't think there's sound.
There's no sound. All right, so there's this woman. She's kind of cute. All right. Hell yeah. Oh, she's falling.
Oh, my God.
Look at this guy shielding his fucking chick. She just watched. I'm going to say, I think this woman lived. The way she fell, I feel like she got swallowed up by the train, but I don't think it, I think she may have got hurt a little bit, a little bruised up. She fell in between those things right there. She wasn't a big woman.
Wow!
Or she was decapitated completely.
That might be drunk luck. That might be like the same way like drunks survive car accidents.
Yes, exactly. Because they're all loose.
Because she like ragdolled.
Yeah, they're all loose and stuff. They're not trying to tense up.
Did she die or no?
Well that's what we're guessing. That's the game, Hannah.
I don't like that.
That's the game right now we're playing. Did she live or does she die? I'm gonna say she lived only because it is more extraordinary if she lived, and I think that's an extraordinary video. They're not blurring it out. I got a couple factors. They're not blurring it out. You know, then again, it could have been on like one of these other sites.
Yeah, plus like it's Asian. So I feel like they show everything.
Argentina.
Really?
Argentina, oh. Yeah.
It looks
sort
Asian
of
to me.
The Asia of South America.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And all the letters in Asia are in the word Argentina, except for the S. And you save off the last
I think she lived, too.
Everyone knows that.
I think she got really mangled.
Optimistically, I want the bitch to still be here. What an incredible shot. She, like, hit that gap.
I mean, look, dude, I want her to live, but I want both of her legs to be completely sawed off her
mangled.
Body by a train.
Yeah. I'm going with decapitation, and she was pushed by a ghost boyfriend who still fucking hates her, even though he's dead.
Yeah, that's
like ghost. Except if he didn't like her, she's like, "I hate you." He's like, "Ditto."
Not only do I think she lived, I think she got up and kept walking to her destination like Mr. Magoo.
I think she lived, doggy. Let's see. What do we got, Shannon?
Okay, so first, she wasn't drunk, or at least that's what they say.
She's retarded.
They said that she had a loss in blood pressure, which caused her to faint.
Oh, no.
And she was discovered by the train station security and several doctors, and she lived and only had suffered minor injuries.
Yep, minor injuries. But hold on, they discovered her, so the people that watched it happen just walked away?
No, they all got on the train.
I'll let them deal with that.
They supplied the whiff ball bat that she put against her forehead and spun around them.
I love the theory of ghosts, though. That's so funny that he got thrown in front of the train.
You ever hate somebody so much that you would come back from the afterlife them up?
Oh, absolutely.
Or just fuck with them.
Yeah.
See, that's why I assumed she was Asian, because she was moving like the chick from the Cecil Hotel video.
Oh, good point, man.
If you want, we can watch it again now, and I'll play through to the end.
Please. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, she gets up?
Yeah, I think they show the rescue.
What a dumb bitch. That's hilarious. Well, you know she doesn't die.
For sure. Yeah. I'm happy to be able to laugh now.
What a
stressful.
Shitty way to faint.
Look, he's having a harder time getting in there on purpose.
Yeah, right.
I thought she got smoked.
Later.
Does anybody have my cigarettes?
Where's my phone?
I lost my vape.
There's so much space down there that you don't even realize, too. Like, hobos.
I just got that weed pin. Can we?
Yeah, that's fucking scary. Wow. Good for her, though. She lived. And she was kind of cute. Kind of toy. Not for nothing. Pretty toy.
Yeah.
I liked it. Okay, so let's see. Sex worker suspect in Nevada brothel shooting identified as former Hustler cover model. Let's see. Is this a mug shorty, Shannon?
So I use it because they have her mugshot here in the article, and she's cute.
Let's see.
So here's her mugshot.
Oh, hell yeah. Toy. Toy as fuck, doggy. What'd she do?
She shot someone.
Come on.
What did he do, though? Shot me through the fucking heart.
Yeah, what'd that asshole do to her?
Got him.
It said, I think it was another girl. It said there was an argument between two of the workers at this brothel, and then all of a sudden they heard gunshots.
Oh, so she's a hooker, and then she fucking shot another hooker.
Yes.
Dude, that's literally, literally my fantasy.
How sick would it be if it was over you, too? Like, they were arguing about, like, no, I fucked Lewis. You don't fuck Lewis, I fuck Lewis. That's my money, bitch. And they shoot each other.
She was hot, dude. She was a hot chick. Can we see her hustler picture, Shannon?
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second.
Let's find her naked. Why not?
Hold on a sec.
Hustler's still going, huh?
I think so, in some capacity. I think I just did an interview for Hustler.
It's like outlasting. One of the I just did an interview for Hustler, too, actually.
Is that the same? For probably, Missy Martinez? Yeah, for Missy. Yeah.
No, you submitted never for Beaver Hunt.
Yeah, I just did an interview. That
but that's funny that, I mean, they pretty much outlast Playboy. Because Playboy's not, like, printed still, is it?
Is Hustler still printed?
Didn't Playboy become just a magazine and get rid of the nudes?
Which is the dumbest thing. Like, yeah, they should just.
Or am I wrong? Didn't it become like.
It was like a swimsuit magazine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen print porn in years.
I mean, print, I used to buy it. I probably bought it too late. Yeah, dude. Hot check. Hell yeah, doggy. Fuck yeah.
Independent.
Kind of weird tits.
They have a hang.
Well, those are square bottom tits.
Yeah, she looks like she's laying down constantly.
Yeah, why are her tits so cubed? What is happening with those tits? Who did that job?
It is like a hustler thing, though, to have like wonky tits. Huh?
No, those are some fucking. They're sitting on a shelf.
They settled weird.
Yeah, dude, those aren't.
Dude, that's when they
were did.
Good.
I mean,
look at her waist. What is happening with her whole body? Go to the right. That picture on the right.
That's Photoshop. That waist has got to be Photoshop.
The whole thing is wild.
Because her, it's a weird angle, right?
Every picture of her vagina and tits looks weird. I don't like what I'm seeing here.
It is weird.
Hustler has
tattoo even sucks. It's like, well,
I want to see the chick she shot.
Oh, that they don't have that
thing. Oh, there she is. No. Good for her. Yeah, but she got weird. She had a shitty tit job. That's what's going on. Those are shitty fake tits.
I feel like that was the old like line in the sand for Hustler to Playboy. It's like if you had a shitty tit job, you got to go to Hustler.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or Penthouse.
Penthouse, yes. That was the other one.
So yeah, it was Playboy was the cleanest. Penthouse got kind of funky.
Yeah, they had dildos in Penthouse.
Yeah. There's a lot of spread puss in Penthouse, yes. Right? And they'd even have like a softcore porn would be like a guy's hard dick would almost be touching the girl's pussy.
Yeah.
And they'd be like doing that, right?
Or there'd be like a line of spit on it.
Yeah, there'd be
like
a line.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yes. She had been sucking it and they just caught the moment where
she pulled off.
Hustler was like, they were like, we want you to fucking fuck.
Yeah, we
want to
see inside you.
Yeah, we want to see everything.
Hustler's like, did you get rejected by Penthouse and Playboy? Come on over here and we'll put you in here. We want everyone involved.
You got weird tits, but you're willing to fuck
random
men on camera. Yeah, that's, but look, that's fucking, it's almost like a, back then, you're printed and that's that. The person has to find that specific magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's nothing on the internet. It has to be probably an easier time to be a little bit of
I bet there's archives.
You think so?
Yeah, there's definitely like porn detectives. Or like, I'm going to the microfiche.
There's a library in the woods.
Yeah,
the micro. Old homeless dudes at the librarians.
On the train tracks.
Sub detectives, like, just going through, like, the cells.
Dude, there's certain shit. So, there's like, somebody told me that fucking Valerie Lareda had, like, leaked, like, fapping style photos.
Nice.
And I searched for them and they're gone. They're removed from the fucking internet, which is fucking like, I'm so impressed. This is just me dog whistling. My fans give me them. I'm so impressed with her team.
When you do it, it should be called doggy whistling.
So, racist laugh chat. If you could. No, but Valerie Lareda is fucking a hot bitch. Doggy.
Beautiful, man.
She was top girl for a hot minute. And then fucking Livy Dunn took over the place. No, it was her and then that porn chick and then Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn's just like an Instagram girl, right?
She's a gymnast. A gymnast, yeah.
Oh, she's a gymnast. I didn't know. I mean, I know her from Instagram. I don't know her from
Yeah, but she's just a
her
fucking,
work.
She's a smoke show. Yeah, this bitch is fucking wild. Yeah, hot chick.
If I had these kinds of bodies, I would have burnt the internet already. I'm glad just to,
If you had this body, you would literally give up doing comedy because your OnlyFans would fuck. I know, why waste your time?
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
What are you even fucking doing here? Yeah. Jesus Christ. No, your body's hot. I'm not.
I appreciate that. I mean, I've been. Christ, you know, I'm
talking about.
That's what we're talking
Valerie
about.
Valerie Lareda.
I'm self-aware. You know,
I feel bad even talking to you right now after you're looking at those pictures. I'm furious. Can we kick Hannah off the show? It's pissing me off now that she's even here. Never pull up Valerie Lareda when Hannah's in the room, Shannon. That's fucked up.
That's mean.
Yeah. Let's see. Is it? No, that's not real. These are fakes that Bricks is putting in. You fucking asshole. God damn it, Bricks. Don't be an asshole. All right, so zero calories, sweetener, popular in keto diets, linked to strokes and heart attacks. Great, Shannon. Thank you. Appreciate it. Which one is it? Let me guess.
So it's a fan sent this to me, I think, because they're worried for you.
Yeah, I bet they are.
So it's this one particular sweetener. It's called erythritol.
I never use. Oh, no. Yeah, erythritol.
Yeah, and it says it's often found in diet foods such and things.
It's
found like
a
trivia.
Lot of it. Yeah, it's a very very commonly used thing if you're getting like some sort of sugar free fucking protein bar or some shit like that.
Is this like NutraSweet or something like that?
It's some shit like that.
Yeah. He's the Greek god of strokes.
And they're saying it's linked to strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, and death.
Nice.
Damn. Well,
but you're going to be fit as fuck.
You're going to be jacked,
in that
dude.
Casket,
if I, dude, I'll fucking give up 10 years of my life to have abs.
Are right? You kidding me? What are we talking about?
In a heartbeat. Let's go. Sure, Shannon. Sure. Give me more bad news. Anything else, Shannon, that I'm doing in my daily life that's going to hurt me or kill me?
Well, which one do you use?
I've used erythritol.
Oh, okay.
He's having it right now.
Stroke is that, yeah.
No, yeah, it's in just like almost everything. Like you find it in fucking, you know, keto cereals and fucking all this other shit.
Oh, the worst cereal of all time?
No, that was really bad, that one. But the one is
that good. Was the worst.
The one was pretty good. They're not terrible. Missing dad's remains found in shark's belly. Family IDs him by the tattoos. God damn it, Shannon.
It was a rough news
None
day.
Of these stories are nice.
I know. Wednesdays are hard. But so this guy went off-roading on February 18th.
Sure he did. He ended up in the ocean. off-roading. Yeah, stinks.
He went off-terraining, period.
You can say that again.
He went on his like ATV thingamajiggy and... he left the house and then just wasn't seen again. So his wife and family were looking for him. 2 days later, they found his damaged ride helmet near a beach. But there was no sign of the driver. So a couple days later, there were these guys that were fishing and they caught a few sharks. And when they were cleaning out one of the sharks, they found a forearm with a tattoo.
Dude, imagine Whoa. Your wife is so unbearable that you drive your ATV straight into Jaws' mouth. The music doesn't even play. You're just gunning it so hard.
It's like a white trash Moby
it's
Dick.
That moment when you're coming out of the water, dude.
You're going in there.
Dude.
What was the tattoo?
It was a name. Hold on, I just gotta find it.
Independent.
Article. Oh my god, I was thinking about that.
It's like a.
It was lucky.
It's something like Lorena, something like that. I'm trying to find it, and it was just it was just a name tattoo.
Oh.
On his forearm, and so like the family had to go and look at it and identify that it was him.
Well, at least he died doing what he loved.
But they still don't know exactly. Sure.
Yeah, he loved that. It was his favorite activity.
They don't know exactly how he died. Like they have a couple of ideas. One is that because they found his crashed vehicle.
Probably eaten by the shark, yeah?
He shot himself inside the shark.
Yeah. They have a couple ideas. Some people are thinking it was COVID. Some people are saying that possibly actually, natural causes.
He was keto and
yeah, it was a cocaine a shark. Cocaine shark got him.
Then he was Ito.
So one, they say that one was that he was injured and then found his way to the beach and then passed out and then the tide dragged him away. I guess they're both pretty much the same thing.
So they think he died before the shark consumed him.
Or was unleashed unconscious.
No, I like to think he was like, if I get this thing going fast enough, I bet I could ride on water.
I'm going to drive straight out the other side of the shark now.
I'm going to drive to China right now.
The big Fonzie guy.
sad guy. He's dead. All right, what are you gonna do? NFL Films maintained a database of cheerleaders' buttocks, breasts, and cleavage shots. Hell says yeah. A lawsuit. Real ass dudes. NFL. Fuck yeah.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One more. friend who he's a real ass dude.
Come on, they're having some fun.
That's just a dude with foresight. That's
having
all.
Some good time.
He's like, oh yeah, I got all the touchdowns in this folder.
I can't even be mad at my chick used to be an NFL cheerleader.
Oh, which team?
So she was on the Jets.
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And if they have a database with her butt and her tits, I think it's hilarious. I would make fun of her about it. I would laugh my ass off. It'd be hilarious. They show their butts and tits to everyone. Everyone's got a database of their butts and tits.
It's on
they
the Jumbotron.
Yes, dude. It's not, in my mind, I'm going like, what does it really fucking matter?
Mm-hmm. Also, the real crime is how they treat the cheerleaders. They pay them like $4 and they make them.
My chick, she was a Nets cheerleader and she was a Jets cheerleader. And she was benched for like gaining 3 pounds.
Oh my God.
And then they were like, yeah, you're benched this week. She was like, what? She like went and starved herself for a full week. She came back the next week. They were like, yeah, you're not ready. They sent her back another week.
All for like $60 or something.
Yeah, it was like shit pay. Yeah,
it's
fucking,
like our spot pay.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
She didn't get to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, dude, fucking, that fucking life has to be brutal.
But yeah, if you're an NFL films guy and you're logging stuff, you're like, oh, all right, we're going to scoop out a little bit of this, that, you know, you just build up a database. You got years.
Do you think any teams now are going toward thicker cheerleaders?
You mean like to be woke?
No, just to be more inclusive.
Like they're
going to
go like fucking like Victoria's Secret. They're going to have like a fat black one. You could be a retarded cheerleader.
They're like the M&M's cheerleaders.
Yeah, dude. It's like, no, I hope not.
It's going to be trans cheerleaders going to be the big one.
Well, the Eagles have two men as cheerleaders. I don't know if other teams do, but the Eagles got two dudes.
Yeah, but they're just they throw the bitches in the air, yeah. Right?
No, they.
But that's not what the Philadelphia fans think.
Yeah. They throw their cheeks in the air.
Yeah.
Doggy. Yeah, man. It's. I had a friend in high school who was a male cheerleader, and he fucking, you know.
They clean up, though.
Yeah, he did all right. It was okay. We all made fun of him. We called him gay. And he would be like, yeah, but I'll clean up. I was like, dude, you don't, though. You're fucking gay. You're fucking pussy. You're a cheerleader. That's hilarious. Yeah, back in the day, what is this?
That's the Eagles guy.
That's him.
Oh, he's gay as fuck,
you're not supposed to be doing that part, I don't think.
Dude, I'm sorry. Cheerleaders have to be hot. Simple as that.
Your point?
No, I'm saying you can't fucking, even with like models and everything, like, why are we moving away from celebrating fucking hotness? And I'm not talking about just like standing there and naturally being hot. Those bitches got to work on such a whole other level on staying fucking in shape. It's like almost being an athlete. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And to stay that fit and to stay that fucking, you know, we should be celebrating that. We shouldn't be going like, let's get a fucking fatty in here now.
Dare I say they are athletes, cheerleaders.
They
Is
are
that
athletes,
too
for
woke
sure.
of me to say.
It was a little bit
That's
woke.
Like a
it's
sport,
bothering
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah,
It's
yeah.
bothering me, but we're going to fucking right, let's Josh. Get away with it.
Thank you.
But modeling, you see that all the time. You see like fat models now. And I'm like, dude, like the only thing, I don't respect models as it is. Like models, all you're doing is you're just pretty.
Yeah.
Right. So now if we're removing the element of you have to work at all, like now you're just a fat slob who's not even hot. You're just shoving food in your face and going like, I get to do this.
You took a picture? Cool.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
You literally smacked me in the head as you said that.
That was my body taking over. So a mind-body connection that I had as I was
you
shaming
You smacked me in the head as you were fat shaming people.
Shit. Yeah, I feel like we need to, at the very least, we should be celebrating hot people. So I feel bad for like, just like a hot actress now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has to like, all the commercials, everyone's average looking, all the TV shows, everyone's average looking, all like major movies now. You're like, I'm watching a Marvel movie. I'm like, why is everyone dumpy?
Yeah.
Why is this fucking lead woman not hot? It makes me so mad.
Where are they?
What is going on? Why are we hiring not hot people in Hollywood? I'm not hot. I'm not saying give the job to me. But I shouldn't be in movies because I'm not hot.
Meanwhile,
imagine Josh was a lead in a fucking movie. That's crazy, dude.
Get out of here, Clooney.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Daredevil, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't, dude.
Meanwhile, like I went to at the airport in Buffalo. I saw the hottest TSA agent I've ever seen in my life, and you're like, you should be a model, but they're taking all her jobs. Now she's working in the TSA.
Josh, that was the clear podium.
Shapely.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She looked right in my eyes. Ah, fuck me, dude. I'm trying here. Let's see. Racist University of Kentucky student indicted after calling classmate the N-word and fighting the cops. Is that that chick?
Yes.
She was kind of toy.
Yeah. It was here. This is what she looks like when she's not drunk and crazy.
Whoa. Yeah. Cute broad. Good for her.
I want to see her when she's drunk and crazy.
Oh, she got wild. She called another girl the N-word and tried to fight her.
Was she black even? Or
the girl was black. Yeah, oh, okay. That's bad. Yeah.
I thought she was just
Do you want to see a little of the video?
Let's see. Yeah, please. Play it again. Let's relive this. This is great.
I know this is an N-word activated elevator.
Yes. This girl rules. I don't give a fuck. She's calling her the N-word over and over again.
She's saying it like it's Beetlejuice.
It sounds like an Xbox chat.
Yeah. If I say it,
I love how she doesn't care. She's like, I don't give a fuck. At one point, the girl goes, you're ruining your life right now. She's like, in here.
It seems like, are they friends?
Safe word.
Are they friends, the one that's like trying to calm her down?
No, I don't think so. I think she's trying to like, she's like student security for like an event, and she got kicked out because she's hammered.
Lewis, what do you think about that wrist control?
I think it's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're assaulting her. They're attacking this girl. What's happening right now?
The cops just show up and shoot them. Her, yeah.
Thank you, officers.
We saved this blonde woman from
Unhand
these.
Unhand her, you heathens.
Whoa.
Whoa, cheek.
Oh, her cheeks. Hell, dude, we need, I need to watch this far.
Yeah.
Look at her.
What is the goal here? To get her out of the building or...
Right. No, they're trying to steal her phone. It's on the ground.
These girls are trying to leave a restaurant without paying their bill. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, this new season of Jackass is wild.
What is it about drunk girls that just grab random shit?
I did not see this whole video. This is the extended cut. We did not see all...
It's
I don't remember
minutes.
Seeing her cheeks.
It's 10 minutes long.
I'll watch the whole fucking director's cut. Yeah. This is great. I never saw the extended cut of this. And she's being indicted right now.
Yeah. She could serve 13 years.
How long?
13 years. Because she also... When the cops... She also bit the cop. When the cops...
Well, you gotta put her in jail.
I was gonna say, you can do time for just
for telling the truth.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got a life sentence coming. I'm doing back to back.
You got kids.
Doggy, can we get some sort of GoFundMe for this poor gal?
I'm like Henry Lee Lucas. I admitted to 600 other crimes.
This little white girl is wreaking havoc on this place.
There's something about drunk white girls that love grabbing shit and tearing things off the wall.
I'll tell you, the freedom of being a drunk white girl, it must rule. Because any guy, like literally as soon as this guy starts throwing hands at the student security, three big black guys,
Are you going to kill him?
He would have been obliterated. He would have been beaten into a fucking...
I mean, even me just watching this female to female... Maybe about...
Hell yeah. It's hot. Toy. Love it. Love it. Halfway. You get the sexy music. Hold on. Okay, we're getting Hannah's perspective on this, please. Please. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Anyone? Halfway through, I'm going to American History X that bitch.
Hell yeah, dude. You're going to start screaming the N-word as well.
I'm from Indiana.
You're going to join in with it. Okay,
I'm from Indiana. I'm sure. It's in pocket. I just, you know.
Hannah just takes a titty out. You see this? It means not fucking welcome.
So like, non-binary boy has got his
shit. No, that is the energy of every girl that gets kicked out of a comedy club.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't even want to see your comedy show.
I wasn't even laughing.
I like her. Dude, there's something about a crazy bitch that's willing to throw it all away.
Throw the N-word around.
Doggy.
Like, how much did you have to drink?
Two bottles of Derek Vineyard's wine.
Oh, you know my simp ass would be like, baby, baby, don't. And I'd put the shopping cart back and I'd be walking. Come on, stop saying the N-word, please.
No shit. Well, do you think that her life is absolutely ruined? I don't think so. No.
Unless she goes to jail.
You couldn't tell her apart from 1,000 other chicks at that school.
Well, her name, she probably has to change her name. This would happen with that other guy who, like, got away with raping that chick, right? Didn't he, like, he goes by his, like, middle name now? Or change
Brock
his name?
Brock Turner or whatever?
Yeah, he goes by something else, dude. And people, like, there's, like, groups that are, like, Brock Turner is Robert fucking whatever. And just so you guys know, he's out there raping bitches. That's the bar that he hangs out with. Yeah, and then people show up and like on Facebook Live and be like, you're a fucking rapist. And he's got to deal with that. Poor guy. Poor guy. He got away. Justice spoke.
Yeah.
They got away to Ohio.
Yeah. But she has to probably change her name. Maybe probably. Here's the thing.
Don't you think it'll blow over? In today's world, I mean, I'm not going to remember that video in 2 months.
All right, so like, I just put in an application for a house, right? And there's a credit check, background check. There's, you know, criminal history. There's all that stuff. You pay for all these different like background checks, right? At what point is it the standard that people do a Google check? But where it becomes almost a service where they go, let me check their like online social
presence.
What that means and what, and I don't think we're very far away from that.
No,
that's like they had an episode of Black Mirror that was like that, right? But I think that is coming down the fucking pipeline. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're fucking saying stupid shit on the internet and getting caught doing stupid shit on the internet, that will affect you in your everyday life. Job interviews, applying for homes, apartments, you know, being a part of a, you know, community board or fucking getting into a fucking social club. All that shit's going to fucking be interconnected. It's a wild time we're going to.
Yeah.
Or she's going to have a job on Fox News in like 6 months.
No, here's what's lucky about her. This is fucking great for her, right? She's a hot chick. Guys don't really give a fuck. Like, she can just get wifed up. At the very worst case scenario.
Yeah, worst case scenario, everything's in your husband's name.
Everything's in your husband. She'll go marry some guy. He'll fucking love her. It'll be fucking, that'll be that. He won't care.
She'll go to soccer practice, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. So, you know, her life's fine. I feel bad for the ugly chick who says the N-word.
Yes. The ugly racist chicks out there have it really hard.
What is she going to do? No one's going to love that girl.
That's what they got the sheets for, buddy.
The only, ironically, the only people who love fat, ugly white women are N-words. She's fucking chasing them away.
It's the old tale of the magi.
All right, we got to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Fun show. I was a little hot up top. I apologize for fucking coming
out. Let it out, bro. It
was crazy. I was a little bit nuts today, guys. I do appreciate that. Support everyone on the show. Go support Mike Rainey, Hannah Rushline, and Josh Potter and all of their endeavors. And we'll be back on Friday with another great show. We got Tim Butterly and
Robbie Goodwin.
Forgettable Robbie Goodwin. All right, peace.
That's all, folks.